Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. This is the day that Yah has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. This is Elder Donnie here on this edition of the other segment of Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Greetings to you all this day. Let me know how I'm coming in, saints, in your area. All right. Hallelujah. Got a 10 for Brother Ugly. Thank you, Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. Also, I just want to say bless each and every last one of you in the chat. I do see your comments. And thank you. Appreciate it. A lot of you guys are saying welcome back. And hallelujah. Brother Alvin, good to see you, brother, in the chat. He said he actually liked the intro. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Josh. Thank you. Sister Brittany. Hallelujah. I appreciate each and every last one of y'all for joining me here this this evening. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Also, Reynolds. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Well, I'm excited, saints, if y'all can't tell. I really am. I'm just trying to contain myself. It's just good to be here once again in fellowship with the saints on this first day as we are in the time of our year of our most holy feast days. Hallelujah. And in all of it, you know, we give grace, we give thanks and honor and glory to the Most High. Hallelujah. Number one, for even allowing us to be here, to partake in this. You know, we all have to be invited to his most holy feast. And just to know who we are in this hour, in this time, man, it is truly a blessing. I can't express it enough. And I'm just taking it all in, and I'm grateful. And I'll express some of that to you, too, as far as my gratitude and appreciation and being a beneficiary of Yah's mercy and his grace, hallelujah, because as the word says, his mercy endures forever, and it does, hallelujah. So, and even the fact that we as a people are here, hallelujah, is much to be thankful for. First and foremost, I'd like to give praise and honor to the Most High, Yah, hallelujah, and Yahshua HaMashiach, because like I said, none of us would be here, hallelujah. We'd be gone. We'd be dead in our sins. We'd be just lost. But he thought enough of us to atone for us and to pay the ultimate price for us. Hallelujah. So now we have hope. We have redemption. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, whom we can run to, whom we can hide ourselves in and clothe ourselves in and be protected and free and have the power to do so. Hallelujah. And the confidence, might I add. So glory to the King. I'm just overjoyed. Hallelujah. And it's good to see all of you who are tuned in either by phone or you're just listening in or you just signed in. And it's good to see all of y'all. Bless you, Brother Ugly. I don't know if I shouted you out. Good to see you, my brother. But thank you also. Yeah, I did because of the sound check. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started, man. I don't want to ramble too much. I'll tell you one thing though. It was I think one of the highlights of my day today. I just took a few minutes as I was working with the Straightway as we were helping to get the land tidy and get everything ready and up and running for the saints as they come for the feast. I just took a few minutes and just listen, man, like the sounds in the air. It was a joy. Like the little children, man, they were playing on the playground and I was just listening to him, and it reminded me of school, public school, all right, like recess, where, you know, it's just so many children, you know, making so many sounds, and it's sounds of joy and happiness. And I was thinking about it, like, how fortunate they are to be able to be raised, number one, in the faith, in the truth, but in a safe environment, an environment safe from any type of predators or any wickedness, any evil. They're set apart from a young age, and they're going to grow up in this thing. And the level of peace that they have, they don't have to worry about certain things. They don't have to be frightened and fearful, you know. So it was just so beautiful just to take that in and just listen to them, man. Like, it really, really blessed me to observe that today. And I guess that's one of the things, too, when, you know, we live out set apart and far out from these cities and all of the hustle and bustle. We have time to just take things in and just listen and just enjoy things and appreciate things. And then our minds are at peace also. So we have that ability to do that. So that was just a beautiful thing today. It really was. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to experience that. And but we're blessed, Israel, as a people, just in general, as a whole. Man, I literally was just thinking about the gift that the Most High blessed us with in our beloved shepherds. We have Pastor Dow and also Pastor Corey. You know, Pastor Dow has been doing this thing for years. I think back, and I remember a lot of the stories he tells from the time that they first came into the way until, excuse me, even up until now, and the sacrifices that were made, even the, you know, the experience and all the things they had to go through to get to this point here, and us who've been in this thing 10 years or less, get to come right on in and enjoy. We don't have that. You know, they made some serious sacrifices. But I'm just so grateful that we're able to come into this thing now. And even like I mentioned, the children, they are able to benefit from it. And it's just a wonderful thing. It really is. And, you know, I look out in the world, the madness that's going on, the craziness that's happening all around us. And, you know, I'm still out there in the world working, and I get these guys, they can't comprehend whatsoever the joy, right, that's within me. And I try not to hide it either. You know, I was just this one guy, you know, because I see drivers every day. They come from all over the United States and Canada because of what I do. It's primarily dealing with, like, automotive parts and things like that. So I get guys from all over the United States, man. And they, you know, they come in there, and it's kind of like a common thing. You know, people, they don't have joy. They don't have peace. So if you ask them how they're doing or they mention it, it's always, well, I'm here. I'm just surviving. Or it's never nothing upbeat. It's never nothing encouraging. There's no type of light in them whatsoever. And I don't hide it. Like I said, I just say, I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Just the fact that I'm alive right now, you hear me? Just the fact that I'm here is enough to be thankful. Just the fact that I have another chance, I have another opportunity to get things right with the Father, I'm here, and I'm excited about it. So that's why I say this is the day that Yah has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So even when you think it's a rough day, things are not going right, don't get into the habit of murmuring. Don't get into the habit of complaining. And because we forget too easily how good Yah has been to us. And it's the little things, too. They make the world of a difference. So we have so much to be thankful for, even in the midst of a world that is literally going mad, where people are just out of their mind. We still have peace. We have comfort. We have hope. Hallelujah. So just want to encourage y'all to keep that going and count your blessings. Hallelujah. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. Where moth or rust cannot corrupt. You know, if we get the things of this earth, the things of this life, as we see they are deteriorating and they are corroding right before our eyes, the things that we were so accustomed to having, they're not even an option anymore in a lot of times. I don't know if y'all even noticing about hyperinflation and all this stuff going on right up under our noses. It's real. But through all of that, Israel, we still have peace. We still have Yah. We still have that hope and that reassurance. Hallelujah. So glory be to Yah. You know, brother, you see you mentioned that you like that intro, man. I'm seriously considering changing that, like, for real. But and for more reasons than one, may not even be able to. We haven't got in touch. So anyway, I'm going to be working on that. Hallelujah. But I'm going to move on in the show. I'm going to read from Psalms like I used to before. And I'm reading from the ancient Eastern manuscript, and this is Psalm 19, starting at verse 7. Hallelujah. Glory be to Yah. And it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is trustworthy, making wise the young men. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The reverence of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. They are more to be coveted than gold, yea, than precious stones, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Hallelujah. So to be able to really understand that and comprehend that, we got to bring it up to date. Hallelujah. Because, I mean, we know we understand gold. We understand precious metal. We understand precious stones. We understand honey. Hallelujah. But if I say $1 million, right, more to be desired than $100 million, right? Because, you know, you have some money. And as the word says, money answers all things, right? It's more desirable than that. Even the comfort that you can get, even the reassurance that you think you can get from these worldly things, it's way more desirable than those things. Way more should we covet after those things, after righteousness. Because you look at that word perfect, that word, it means it's complete, it's whole, right? It's without any spot. It's just the ultimate thing. I mean, and that's how Yah's word talks. You know, when I was thinking about it, how Yah really blessed us, even with the commandments, he really took care of us. He really thought it out. He really had a plan for us. I'll talk about it a little bit later. Don't want to jump ahead of myself, but they are perfect. I was reading in the Apocrypha and how it spoke so highly of the law, and it always does, in Sirach, Wisdom of Solomon, and how in gaining the law and in seeking after it and wanting to learn it more and more, you gain wisdom, you gain life, because this is our life. But there's so much in it. You're able to understand things in a greater measure. If we just put those things in the forefront of our minds. And I've known brothers, even in the faith, how they'll see you with certain things. And, oh, man, I like that. And that's nice, man. But how many times do we covet after the law? How many times do we really, really, truly covet to keep these things and be obedient unto God's laws? And with all our heart, our mind, our soul, with everything, with our whole entire being, do what we can to keep it and lift him and honor him in that way and praise him in that way. Hallelujah. But Yah's laws are wonderful. Just like the shepherd pastor was telling us yesterday, when you do speak about the law, it's really like you're speaking a foreign language. It's really like you're speaking, like you're cursing them, heathen out there, the worldly people, the Christian people. It's like you're saying something that is like really to be abhorred. It really is. But the thing about us, we got to do, we cannot hide that. We cannot be fearful of that. I know when I was requesting to be off for the feast, I had never had anybody ask me this, but the lady in human resource, she was like, what religion? I never heard, what religion is that? Like, I've never known of anybody to need that many days off. Like, what are you? And instead of me going off into details about it, I just said, well, just look on your calendar. You'll see how these days are even marked or outlined, even on your calendar. Just pick any calendar and you'll see it. Hallelujah. But anyway, they don't comprehend. It don't make sense to try to go into all of that when they come with those kind of spirits. So, but it is a beautiful thing, hallelujah, for us that are striving each and every day to be obedient to God, to keep his commandments. And we're preparing ourselves right now to be obedient, to come before Yah as he commanded us to do so. And these feasts, the fall feasts, it's just so wonderful. It's amazing. And to be a part of it, you know, saints, Yah has, you know, even from the beginning, has always had a desire to really dwell with us, his people. You know, he's been rich, I mean, like insanely in love with us, Israel. And he always wanted to dwell with us. As we come and partake in these feasts, these set-apart times, it's really like a rehearsal as we're getting ready for the real thing, to reign and rule with the Father. But there's some things that need to take place first. As we all know, Day of Atonement is ahead of us, approaching us. We just blew the trumpets a few days ago. Hallelujah. And, you know, from the time of the blowing of the trumpets until the Day of Atonement, you know, we should be doing some deep inner examining of ourselves, saints. We know that atonement is about the forgiveness of sins, and it also is about being redeemed. It's a time to reflect on Yah's extreme mercy upon us all. Hallelujah. And I'm sure we all can testify of that in some measure, in some way. It's a time to afflict our souls. We also know that it's a time of vengeance and a day of judgment. Hallelujah. And while we are here on this earth, before the Messiah returns, it should be a reminder. And we need to remember the sacrifices of Yeshua and how good he is. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But since the beginning of time, as I mentioned, Yah has been insanely in love with us, with his people Israel. Hallelujah. When you look at that word examine, right? In the Greek, it's 3985 in Thayer's. It says to try whether a thing can be done, to attempt, endeavor, to try, to make trial of, to test, for the purpose of ascertaining his quality or what he thinks or how he will behave himself. Hallelujah. So it's all about doing some work, right? Us individually. And the word ascertain is to find something out for certain, to make certain, and to make sure of. Hallelujah. So I know the shepherd's been talking to us about that. Just, you know, searching ourselves and arming us and preparing us for when temptations and trials come, how we should react, how should we react and respond to these things and the things we should do and shouldn't, and really just laying it all out for us. If we really take a good look at ourselves and what's going on with us spiritually, where we're at, what's our condition and our state, you know, it's not always easy to handle, to deal with. That's why I always recommend we should pray for strength to be able to handle what the Father, what the Holy Spirit will show us and what we will find out about ourselves. Me personally, I know going through the time that I've been going through, it's been sickening, I'll be honest with you, no lie, to see and to know how wicked my heart could be. At times, I'm talking about it's been rough, but it's true, it's real. If we look at Psalms 26 and 2, and it says, examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. But King David was well aware, and he wasn't afraid. He was very transparent and wanted to know, like, listen, I know things are not right with me. I need you to help me. I need to know what's going on. And so we can better repent, so we can get ourselves clean, get right with the Father, so we can be blessed. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, right? And we know there's something we need to be doing actively, all right? And not only doing this during the feast, right? We shouldn't try to discipline ourselves and cut off certain things only on two types or three times a year. Nah, we need to be doing this constantly, right? And I'll talk about this a little bit more with practice. I'm going to try to remember that word practice, because a brother shared something with me that was real, real important. And it ties into what, the shepherd was talking about yesterday about training. Hallelujah. But I'll read that again. The 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. Hallelujah. So we got to be careful and know, right, who's in us. We don't want to be turned over and given over to a reprobate mind, knowing to do good and doing not, right, and just ignoring, being complacent, right? One thing I do want to mention while I'm here is this. I've had brothers in the past ask me a question, right? And they'd ask me, so Elder, what do you see in me? Or they might say something like, what spirits do you see? Number one, because that's not up for me to do that. I mean, as we read in this word, it's telling us right here, clear as day, examine yourselves, right? Prove your own selves. Know your own heart. The heart knows its own bitterness, saints. We know certain things that's going on with us. We know when things are not right. And in some cases, we do need somebody to tell us, right? We do need somebody to point it out. But we don't make a habit of going around just pointing out people's flaws, imperfections, or either spirits. Number one, we get preached to on a weekly basis, shit, on a daily basis, I'd say, right? And if our hearts, it can't be revealed to us, then we got some other issues. But we got to really do the work, do the footwork, and figure out what's really going on with us and ourselves. And one situation, a case, where we do, it might come up, or it might come up where we might, you know, talk about a spirit or explain what it is or just call it what it is, and that's during deliverance. And mainly in counseling sessions, most of the times it's not even revealed right then and there. It might just come out while we're in full-blown deliverance. In those situations, the only time, in those little personal situations, those are between the individuals who, you know, it's strict confidentiality that takes place, and it's all about setting that person free, getting help for that person, right? You got to be very careful anyway. You don't want folks just telling you certain things that they see. Everybody's not seeing through a spiritual eye. You get people that are seeing things through a carnal eye and what they perceive. And it could be all kind of accusations and things that are just not right. So we don't go around making a habit of doing that. You know, I've seen Shepherd do it before, not often, but just to try to reach somebody, just to try to help in a dire situation. So the word tells us to search our own hearts, hallelujah, and to prove our own selves. Sirach 18 and 20 says, Before judgment, examine thyself. And in the day of visitation, thou shalt find mercy. Hallelujah. Psalms 139 and 23 says, search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. That's serious right there. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Your question would be, how many of us do that? How many of us ask this question on a constant basis, a daily basis, and to really want to be clean? Even so much to our thoughts, because that's where the battlefield is, right? Our mind, right? And we can know what's going on with us and how we act and when we do things is by what's going on in our mind. It's a direct reflection of it. But as I said earlier, like, it's really important to pray for strength to be able to bear whatever is revealed unto you. And once it is revealed, make the change, make the adjustment. Hallelujah. Repent. Hallelujah, that godly sorrow, but never to be repented of again. Very important, hallelujah. You know, one of the things I was thinking about one day, I was sitting here and I was thinking about, you know, just like deceit and how deceitful, we don't really understand how deceitful we could be, and we're probably deceived by it, and I'm speaking about myself. So when I was a child, right? I was the only child. So I would do certain things real sneaky, right? And I didn't know what I was doing. I guess I did know because the way I did it, right? So I'll tell you, I'd probably tiptoe through the house. I'd probably go in the fridge and get something out. And it wasn't mine, but it was somebody else. Certain things I would take or try to reposition it, you know, in the same way in which it was, like, Just sneaky so that nobody would know. So if anybody would come behind me, they wouldn't notice that I did it, right? because I position whatever it was in the same position, and I try to study all of that stuff. I, like I say, tiptoe through the house, not even knowing that I'm doing these things, and not allowing people to know what's going on. And I was thinking about that recently, and I was like, you know what, I was practicing even as a child, not even really comprehending fully what I was doing, those deceitful ways. And even growing up, you know, as an adult and stuff, still with them same type of that same type of thinking, you know. That's really wicked, though, really and truly, because it's just not the truth. It's like Pastor was saying, like, it's almost like that premeditated thing. Like, you pre before you may get confronted by someone, by a question or a situation. You put it in your mind before time, how you going to answer, how you going to respond to this thing. I remember my daddy would the little bit of knowledge he could produce would tell me, you know, you need to not practice lying, and for the longest time, like, what in the hell is that? That don't even sound right. But you practice or you rehearse, whether in your mind or you speak it out of your mouth, what you're going to answer, how you're going to answer if you're caught in the act of doing something you're not supposed to. And so this type of behavior, man, it's not even good. And I know I started praying even that for any type of deceivableness of unrighteousness, you know, any guile in me that I'm aware of, or knowingly, unknowingly, those type of things. Because, like I said, this has been the nature and behavior since I was a child, from a youth up, you know what I mean? And taking on this behavior and this type of lifestyle and mannerism. So, hallelujah. But thankfully for the Holy Spirit that he's able to reveal stuff to us. Glory to the King. And there's nothing wrong with it, being able to search your own heart, putting in the work, doing the things that need to be done, and also having an open ear. Like, you know, we hear a lot of stuff each week. A lot of times we don't even really want to fess up to it because it's difficult. It's rough. You know what I mean? You at times might not even believe that you could be that wicked. But, hey, it's just the truth. I mean, we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. Hallelujah. And that's why we're here, to be clean, to be washed, allowing the word to wash us, allowing it to clean us. You know what I mean? So, I mean, none of us are going to escape this thing. None of us, not one is good. No, not one. But that's why we have Jesus Christ, the righteous. Hallelujah. But if we abide in him, saints, hallelujah. I tell you, one of the things that's really been giving me a lot of strength as of lately, man, it's been a lot of deliverance that come from it. So the word that's being preached, just that whole justification and just knowing who I am in Messiah, elevating my mind from a low base mindset, and breaking down all barriers of fear, breaking down a lot of barriers of condemnation. You know, it's really been so encouraging, man, and uplifting. And I thank God for it, because you know what we need. And not only myself, but I see the saints, you know, here straightway. And I just hear, you know, testimonies of other places how saints have been set free. It's amazing because y'all know exactly what we need. And when we need it, and I'm just telling you, it's for me, it's been paramount. It's been some really good deliverance, and it's just a new joy that I have. Hallelujah! And I'm not afraid to express it. But through all of it, I mean, I can do none of this on my own. I'm not even here on my own strength. It's all because of y'all. Hallelujah! But let me read real quick my notes. Let me just check everything. I want to make sure I'm still coming through good, getting, like, notifications and stuff on this computer. So, hallelujah. Glory to the King. It looks like we're good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As going forward, as we consider redemption and forgiveness, think about us as a people, as a generation, right? It's been, I should say, generations of us as a people, and we know our past. We know the story of our people, how disobedient they were. But you know, they still reap the benefits of forgiveness and redemption. Yah still restored Israel as a people. And think about the Messiah, right? And then think about the sacrifices that he made and how he himself walked his earth. He became a sacrifice for us. Think about how Yah has been in our lives from the beginning. For instance, when we came up out of Egypt, basically we came up out of Egypt as little children, man, like little babies. He was there the whole way to nurture us, to feed us, to protect us, to comfort us, and in hopes that we would just grow and continue on in that and become this strong and powerful nation. Well, we already know of it all. But one of the things I think that really strikes me and it really touches me is like the fact that Yah, as I mentioned earlier, like how he really loves us and he wanted to always be with us as a people. I like Pastor brought it out a few weeks ago, how, you know, that was Yah in that cloud that was going before us, that was protecting us, that was there. It was Yah himself. He was there. You know, I've read that before, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's just an angel, you know. But no, that's actually him. I think about how he had certain laws and restrictions on certain things, how we were supposed to conduct ourselves in a camp. He didn't allow anything that defiled to be in the camp. Like, it had to be clean in order for him to dwell among us. And the same thing, I think, today is true. He has a desire to dwell with his people, you know, as little sanctuaries. We're all over the place, but we're still his. I mean, he's gathering us. He still has a desire to dwell with us and in us through his Holy Spirit. I think is one of the greatest manifestations of him, and how he's just so mindful of us. And you just sit back and you think about it. It really could really bring tears to your eyes and really overwhelm how much the Father really loves his people. And how can, you know what I'm saying? It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful thing, man. And we have we're fortunate enough and blessed enough in this hour to actually be led by him, to have the reassurance and to know that he's there for us. Hallelujah. So takes away a lot of that fear, takes away a lot of the things that normally would have kept us bound, basically. If I look at, this is James 4. And this, I'm reading this because, as I was saying, I was talking about the defiling of the land, right? How these temples, we got to keep them clean. We got to make sure that we're dealing righteously with one another, our brothers and our sisters, not bringing about any curse upon our lands, not slewing and killing one another with the tongue, not tearing each other down. James 4:11 says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law. And judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. We got to be very careful. We want to put ourselves in that situation. I know that sometimes it could be very tempting, right, to speak evil and allow that tongue just to run wild. If you've been listening and paying attention, Shelby's been teaching us how, you know, and what's really going on, just lifting the covers off of the enemy and showing how he's been operating. And it was a good question that he started off yesterday's message with, you know, can you tell, right, when the enemy is speaking to you? Or can you tell when you are functioning and operating after, and the enemy is the one controlling you? Are you really aware of these things? Which is a very, very good question, and we need to think about these things and know what's really going on and being aware and cognizant of what's happening at all times of the day. And I'm going to go into a little bit of that in a second here. But I'm going to read this verse, James 4:12. It says, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges another? Hallelujah. So you got to be very careful, especially judging another man's servants, right? in the way that we do unrighteously. 1 John 4:20 says, if a man say that I love Yah and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love Yah whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yah love his brother also. So we sit there and we lie. We make a liar of ourselves, and we lie and say we love Yah, but we can't even love our brother who we see. And I know it's tempting at times to spew things out of our mouth. It's tempting to try to retaliate, to get to do things in return. The word even tells us that we shouldn't even do that. Don't do as somebody else has done unto you, right? And it's tough. It's really difficult. But we got to do it, right? It shows a lot about who we are. It shows a lot of our maturity level when we can display the righteousness of Christ, when we can be that example. Hallelujah. But I know it'd be easy just to spew things out of our mouth, but it's good to catch it. And I know the other day, man, I'm just driving along, trying to really beat the clock and get out of there, work before the sun goes down. And I could be these weird, crazy thoughts just entering into my mind. And for a minute, I'm just rolling along, planning out the day so I need to be here at this time, do this and that, and do that. And I'm like, hold on. I need to deal with this right here. Because this system it's continuing to flood my mind. And I'm like, that's not my thoughts. I don't want to be thinking like that. So, Satan, you're a liar. You're the father of lies, you know. I cast that shit down, you know, and just dealing with it right there. But that's how it is with us. I was talking to a brother, because he does the same type of work that I do, and I tell him, I said, now, you know, we're out here on this road, you know, running here and there to and fro, trying to get things done. But at the end of the day, we got to really be conscious of what we're doing, because we're in a spiritual fight, a spiritual battle. This is, you know, we see the things that are in front of us, right, corner things. But there's a lot going on in the heavens. There's quite a bit going on in the heavens, to the point where it's serious. You got angels fighting, you know, righteous angels. They're fighting against these wicked demons just to come and try to answer a prayer of a righteous man. I mean, and there's so much going on, but we're so focused on logistics, so focused on the administrative side of things and trying to get things done that we're not really fighting. And guess what? The enemy is not going to stop just because we figure, I just want to have a good day. I just want to have peace in my mind. I don't want to go through all. Nah, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to be tested. You're going to be charged just like anybody else. There's no discharge in this war. I think where we fail and we fall short is because we can become passive, because we get lazy, because we don't want to. I don't want to deal with that right now. I got other things that's going on. Well, if you don't deal with that, then everything else is going to make it worse. So we got to face it. We got to deal with it. And I'm going to read something that I got from a couple of messages ago, which will really sum that up and really sum up what's going on, you know, really with a lot of saints, all right? But keeping in this thought, I'm going to go here for just a second, right? And it's no secret. I'm going to just talk a little bit personally about myself, what I've been going through, you know, past few months and things, because I am a recipient of Yah's grace, His mercy, right, and His strength. I mean, like, I can't do nothing on my own. I can't lean to my own understanding. That don't work. I've been, you know, I sat in judgment after judgment after judgment, right, and a lot of times fearful, because I'm like, I don't want ever have that happen to me. I don't ever have to go through certain things. But the word is true, and it says, you know, you got to be careful. Don't be too sure of yourself unless you fall, right? A lot of times we read things, we hear certain scriptures and verses and things, and don't take the time to stop and meditate and see what's really going on. Like what's this really saying, right? And we find ourselves, you know, and I know myself personally, right? Found myself just falling and not even to recover, knowing something is not right, but not taking the time, not doing things, losing focus, being lazy, just lethargic, passive, activity is something else. And just getting comfortable in this thing, you know, and just finding my thoughts cluttered and allowing the enemy to control and take over and not even able to really to hear from Yah. And so when I tell you that, I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful that I have another opportunity, another chance. It's the truth. I had some really good people that was able to help and steer me in the right direction, that loved me way more than I hated myself. And I'll tell you this, you know, saints, we really have, Yah has really blessed us with leadership and with men of wisdom, sound mind, and sound counsel. If I could say anything to you, like, for real and honestly, like, don't go against leadership. Don't go against these men of Yah. They know exactly, right, what they're talking about. And when you're dealing with certain things, and even myself, right, if I have to tell individual, any of you, anything, like, I mean, don't take it lightly. It's not a small thing. I know at times we think we know more, or we can probably, you know, be offended and not even really be hearing, or just thinking that, you know, we got this and we understand and everybody else is wrong. No, it's for a reason, man. We have leadership and people that we have above us. And like Pastor said, all of us here, we got to answer to somebody. You know, we ain't going to just get through this thing and think we're going to just march on through this thing and don't have nobody to answer to and not responsible for anything or accountable for anything, right? One of the things that I say, Elder Becker had really pivotal. And he told me this. He was like, you know, you're saying you need some help. You need this. You need that. It may come in a way in which you're not even expecting it to come. You may need to go through some things in order that you get the help that you need. And I truly understand that more now than when he first said that. Elder Rufus told me this. He said, well, this was years ago. He said this publicly. And I don't know if I understood it or not. And I may have even repeated it, but I didn't quite get it. He said, you know, if I am going astray or I'm doing something that is wrong, I'm out of order, I'm out of line, I wanted to be put before all of Israel. So that way all of Israel can see my shame. All of Israel can see, you know. And I understand that more now than me hearing him say that, having gone through some things, right? One of the things I do want to say is that I appreciate Israel, the saints, the true saints of Yah, my true family, who were there, who reached out, who prayed, who constantly prayed, and who gave encouraging words. I know who you are, right? And I greatly appreciate it. One of the things that Rebecca said to me, right, is that you have to, no matter what goes on, you have to stay in Messiah. You have to stay in him. And I had to just go and just really find out what that meant, like, for real. And you know what I'm saying? Not just taking those words and like, oh, all right, I got you, yeah, yeah. No, what is he saying? What does he mean? What did the Messiah do? Where is your strength? Where does your comfort, and where does that come from, right? But I'm just thankful, saints. I really am. I don't want to bore you with talking about me here, but I just wanted to bring that up, and I wanted to say that I appreciate all of the prayers, right? I appreciate the kind words, and even the things that I don't even comprehend. Brothers, you know, they would say certain things to me and just encourage me, and I appreciate you. I really do. So, anyways, moving on. And I said all of that just to say that, because I was talking about the mercy and the grace and redemption and just the goodness of Yah, hallelujah, is so far past any words that I could ever come up with, any of that. You know, I really, truly know now that I can do all things through Christ. There's a difference, right, in knowing. And I really believe it. And I'm grateful, saints. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Let me do this right quick, saints. It is, all right. Let me take a quick break, a radio break, and I'll be right back here. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled LaFayette. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for posting that, Brother Ugly. I appreciate that because I was trying to make sure that I did have the right message there for the ministry information. Glory to the King. Thank you for that, posting that. Hallelujah. Glory to the King, man. I'm telling you, time flies, man. But anyway, I just getting back, keeping things in perspective, what we're talking about, just touching on little things here and there. I mean, you know, we get a lot of word on a weekly basis, man. It's just important for us to really, you know, not be so much as just hearing and not really doing anything about it. Even if we take little small baby steps, you know, and just try to improve, it makes a world of a difference. You know, we're going to be held accountable for the things. I mean, because we hear a lot. Shit, we've been given so much. So we want to make sure that we're not just bobbleheads and just, you know, here for the moment. And then when it's time to perform and get these things right, we get lost. I'm going to read a couple of things here. Psalms 147:5 says, "Great is our Yah, our Master, and of great power. His understanding is infinite." 147:6 says, "And Yahweh lifted up the meek. He casted the wicked down to the ground." Baruch 4:27 says, "Be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yahweh, for ye shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yah, so being returned, seek him 10 times more." I read that just a little bit ago, and I mean, I had to keep reading and keep reading. So I'm just sharing that. It was encouraging to me just to know that you know, if shoot, but do fall away, fall short, or make some mistakes or whatever. Return back unto Yah. We sing that song all the time. Turn, O backsliding children, turn. You know, it's good to look at our ancients and how, you know, they had to go through this revolving door of repentance, of transgressing the repentance they got, forgiving them, and then restoring them. Well, how about us, you know? Are we still doing that same thing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Things that we know we shouldn't be doing. We pray to Yah for it, and then He frees us, we get set free, and then we still go back and still put Him to open shame and crucify Him afresh again by doing the same thing that we know we shouldn't be doing. But hallelujah. And not taking that for granted whatsoever at all, saints. I would mention training. So it was yesterday morning before we even went to service. I was just thinking about it, and on the lines of practice, right? How we practice things, practice makes perfect. So, and I was really just meaning it from just the standpoint of how, you know, when we go our daily lives and we live and we do things, you know, some of us can put on Shabbat when we're around the saints. It's different. But if we be honest and real with ourselves, you know, we can see those who are spiritually discerning, right? What's going on? You know, we put on this whole facade in front of the saints. But how are we really living? Like, you know what I mean? Like, during the week, are we just loosely living, popping off, and really not trying to fight spiritually? You're not trying to live holy. You're not trying to be the example, be the light unto the Gentiles. And if we're only deceiving ourselves, right? But it can be seen. And you know, it was something that a brother pulled up to Straightway yesterday, and he was telling me, he was saying, like, he plays the instrument, too. And he was saying that this professional guy, he heard this professional musician say that, you know, that he has to practice every day. Every single day he has to practice. And in so much so that if he misses one day, in that one day, he can tell, okay, something's not right. You know, he can tell he's off a little bit. If he missed 2 days, the people that he plays in the band with, they can tell, okay, he hasn't been practicing. He missed a couple of days of practice. So if he missed 3 days of practice, he said then the audience, the people that came to see him perform, they can tell that he's off, right, and that he missed all practice. Same thing with us, man, spiritually, like for real. Like, we missing days and we're not in prayer. You shouldn't even feel off. You should be off. You shouldn't even be comfortable with that. Things probably go haywire. You're not sharp. You're not, you can tell, right? And it can be seen. It can be discerned. And that was good how the shepherd went and brought that to us, how not training in the natural or the spiritual, how, you know, you're going to react and fall back to your training, whatever you've done or whatever you haven't done. It's going to be seen. It's going to show forth. Hallelujah. I want to read this, and this is from a couple weeks ago, Shabbat. I'll give a date for you just a second. I pray that I did write the right date. I wrote 8/14/21, so that September the 14th of 2021, Shabbat's message. So it says, prepare for war. In this life, we are fighting every day to save ourselves. But if you don't know that you are in a war, then you don't fight, and you will not resist. And if you don't understand that you are on the battlefield, you won't prepare yourself for battle. We associate physicality and what we have done physically, and we feed that with sin. But in this walk, if we do not catch the sin in the mind before it manifests, then we have already sinned. If we entertain and meditate on a thought, we have already present ourselves as instruments of unrighteousness. Because we are supposed to be active and not passive in our mind. So the idea is that we become more aware and we are not, and we become no longer ignorant of Satan's devices, right? So that's what we're supposed to be. That's the whole idea of this whole thing. That's what we're doing all this for. That's why we get the type of training that we get, the teachings that we get, the instructions, right? Straightway is basically a recovery ministry. The purge began the day you were converted. Y'all opened up your eyes, your conscience, your mind, causing us to be aware of what has been going on. Some have been active and others passive. Some are pursuing and ensuing peace with Yah, and some have been converted and are not doing anything except sitting on the front porch. We are vulnerable to the enemy's attacks. He employs tactics like self-deception, temptations, and accusations. What happens if we surrender to thoughts unchecked? And that's a question that Pastor asked. What happens if we surrender to demonic influences or thoughts unchecked? Question mark. Suggestions made to the mind. For many Israelites, life has become unmanageable. When life then becomes unmanageable, we deal with things such as uncontrollable sexual behavior, uncontrollable eating habits, uncontrollable addictions. We know what to do and what to pray for. We know what to say, but we have submitted ourselves willfully, spirit of our minds, to Satan, suggestions and temptations. And now we are in agreement with them. And now it's gotten to the point that we can't control ourselves anymore. And I stopped right there, all right? I mean, that really sums it up, what's going on in this war, what's happening. But now the ball is really left in our own courts, right? What are we going to do about it? We're going to make the changes, the necessary adjustments, because the help is here. Like you said, this is a recovery ministry, right? You mentioned, like, a lot of us, we had some form of knowledge of Yah, but this here is the sharpening, right? This is the perfecting part that we're in. What good is it to give all this information out and we don't do nothing with it, right? Like, it's really, truly, it's a shame. It's a shame. And I'm not excluding myself either in any point. I'm charging myself even more so to work harder, to do better, to strive for perfections, right, to get the necessary help. Because I know it's important, hallelujah, more now than ever before. I really don't want to be a hypocrite whatsoever. I remember Pastor saying this before, and it really stands out. Like, why is it that we don't take the things that we get? Why is it that we don't just take a minute, stop everything around us, and just meditate and just really see what the hell is going on, right? Hear what the Spirit is saying, right? So, hallelujah. Yeah, what else I got for you? Thanks. I had something for Wisdom of Solomon. I didn't put it in here. Really just talking about the law, right? And just encouraging you to seek after the law and how you'll be blessed for it. There's a lot of goodness in that book, and in Proverbs and in Psalms. I like how King David himself always refers back to the law. I really do. You know, also, saying, take this time that we're in, right, to be really sober-minded, to really afflict yourselves. I know some will debate whether or not to afflict ourselves or whatever the case is. We need to do it anyway as being Israelites. We needed to humble ourselves, to really get our minds under control, our thoughts under control, our appetites under control, our desires, and so we can really hear from the Father to really see what's going on and really be keen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. It is a wonderful thing, a wonderful place that we're in, being in this faith, being in this truth. I don't know about you, but I can see the blessings, right, on my life, on my children, on my family. And it's just a wonderful thing and place that we're in. I just want to encourage each and every last one of you to take advantage of it and go harder. Go harder as much as possible. I know I am. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be before you once again. Thanks. It's a privilege. It's an honor. And I don't just say that. Come on, man. I tell you, I learn a lot from the saints. I do. I'm grateful to have y'all as brothers and sisters. I want y'all to stick around. A brother was just telling me the other day, he was like, I told him some years ago, I said, man, you need to just stick around. You know, go through what you need to go through and just hang in there. Because this is a beautiful thing. And he reminded me of that. I really didn't remember telling him that. But even more so now when things are being shaken up, right? We're being tested. We're being proven, tried. All of that complacency, all of that passivity, laziness, and all that shit ain't going to fly no more, right? Because we have too much info. We've been armed with too much. Just as Elder Uber spoke on the broadcast the other night, it was really, really true. And he did do a great job of it. We don't have the luxury of sitting around and relaxing in this thing. Y'all's bringing about some really serious people, serious-minded saints that are really working hard. Man, I was just looking at the saints today that were on the land and how they were working. And somebody mentioned, one of the sisters, it's just so beautiful how, you know, saints are working together in unity. And it was. The spirit of unity was very strong on the land today. Saints coming from all over, different communities and home fellowships and just helping out and one mind and one accord, man. You know how beautiful that was? Like, for real, like, seriously, to take all that in. And people were just seriously about business and about the Father's business, doing what they needed to do. And that's how we got to be in all aspects of the spiritual walk, right? I don't need to tell y'all how serious this war is, this warfare is. But we got to be on the battlefield, right? And you got to be in the fight in order to win this thing. You can't be on the sideline. You can't stop at the Rubicon. We got to go in, all in. We have Yeshua. We have the mediator. We have an advocate. We have strength in him. We have power in him as long as we stay in him. And we know this. Glory to the King. But I'm just so grateful, Saints, once again. I'm going to go ahead and close it out. I'm going to read a few things to you and just bid you shalom and praying that, you know, you guys are getting yourselves ready in this time of reflection, in this time of examination, in this time of complete, like, seriousness, like, soberness. Like, he already told us that we should be sober, that we should be vigilant, right? Because we know our adversary. He roams about seeking whom he may devour. And we need not ever forget these things. But I pray that you all are still encouraged through all of this because of who you are, who your Savior is, the price that he paid for you, and keep that on your minds all the time. Even the heathen, right? When they're in these circles, man, and they're trying to be successful, they always do these affirmations. They try to keep things positive. And one of the things, I purchased this book, and it was talking about, you know, you need to every single day, and these are heathen saying this, every day, you need to write down 10 things that you are thankful for. And somebody, say, I was just sharing it with a saint, and the saint was like, well, do I have to write down the same things, or do you write down the same things each day that you're thankful for? And I'm like, come on, man, like, it doesn't even matter, right? I'm sure you can think about 10 different things each day. You can even add or incorporate some things that you wrote down the day before. It doesn't matter, but what this does is it helps you, even in difficult times, you know how to get your mind out of that place. You know how to encourage yourself. All you got to do is think back on the goodness of God, right? And so I'm just blown away by it. But, I mean, we have so much to be thankful for, so much that we take for granted, so much that's around us to uplift us if we just take the time, right? And then take it in. That's what was going on. Being very cognizant of it in our minds, what's happening. Hallelujah. We'd be better off. Bless all of y'all, saints. Thanks for joining me this evening. Elder Donnie here. I'm going to be signing off in just a second. But this has been the brother segment on of the Straightway Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a few things here from Psalm 147, start of verse 19. Says, "He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He had not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yahweh." Baruch 4:36 says, "O Jerusalem, and behold the joy that cometh upon thee from Yah. Lo, thy sons come, whom thou sendest away. They come gathered together from the east to the west by the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in the glory of Yah." 2 Corinthians 13:4 says, "For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of Yah. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of Yah toward you." Hebrews 3:5 says, "And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." Hallelujah. We'll be blessed, y'all. Bless y'all, Israel. Elder Donnie here, and I'm signing off. But thank you all for joining me this evening. May y'all bless y'all this week and keep y'all, and that the peace of Yah will dwell richly with you all in your hearts and in your mind and your soul. Hallelujah. And you guys are encouraged even the more so. Bless you all and shalom. Thank you.